Chris Carpenter, Community Outreach and Public Relations Officer for the Public Health Unit, joining us this morning. Good morning, Karis.
Good morning, guys.
Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. So a few things we want to touch on today. Maybe we can start by pointing out why certain things were closed. What was some of the reasoning behind that?
Right. So the reasoning behind why we have closures in Chatham-Kent is because we want to maintain that physical distancing. I'm sure people are so sick of hearing the term physical distancing or social distancing, but it's so important. We know that COVID-19, we know this virus spreads by coming into close contact with one another. So our medical officer of health, Dr. Colby, did a really great job of, instead of just putting a blanket over everything across Chatham-Kent, we closed things where it would be really hard to enforce that physical distancing. So that's why you're seeing some children's playgrounds closed, or our rec leagues with some adult rec leagues, sports leagues, where it's really hard to maintain. It's just not realistic to maintain that 2 meters or that 6 feet. They were closed. It's just it's a way to keep ourselves safe and to keep others safe. That's kind of the point behind the closures. It wasn't a here's the virus, we're all very scared of this virus, so let's close everything. There was a very common sense safety approach to it.
But we should point out too, going outside and going for a walk, not closed.
Not closed at all. It's actually encouraged. And we do have, I'm sure as you guys know, as the listeners know, we have over 40 trails in Chatham-Kent. They're really well-maintained. They're open. I know that a lot of municipalities across Ontario have closed their trails, but we haven't done that. If you're maintaining your physical distance, there's absolutely no increased harm to you or the people around you to go out for a walk. And if you're not close to a trail, your neighborhood, use the sidewalk, go for a stroll in familiar places to you. These are all open. They're all encouraged. We want people to have a tie into the normalcy of their life before this all came, and going out for walks, evening walks after dinner, morning strolls, those were all part of people's every day, and we want them to continue with that as long as they're maintaining their physical distancing and, you know, increasing their hand hygiene before and after. It's still okay, and we want you to do that.
Karis Carpenter joining us this morning from the Chatham-Kent Public Health Unit. Now, is there a list on the website of things that may be open, may not be?
Absolutely. Thanks, Dave. And I'd actually encourage people before they are going on an outing to just, things do change rather quickly. We try to alert the public when things have been closed or banned or are temporary off limits. But if they go to our COVID-19 website, www.ckphu/COVID-19/closures, you'll have a full list there. So that will not only tell you the amenities in the community that are open or closed, it'll also tell you about different gatherings. I know there's a limit of 5 people. Anything you need to know in terms of, am I allowed to do this? Am I not sure? All of that information will be found right there.
But there are certain things that are still open. So fishing and boat launches, are they still open right now?
Absolutely. So fishing is allowed in Chatham-Kent. Dr. Colby's been clear about that. We actually have some more messaging coming out today if people follow along on our social media. Fishing is allowed. Now, there have been boat launches that are closed for the season or they're closed for maintenance reasons right now, but none of them have been closed due to COVID-19. So if you're going out, you're going fishing on shoreline or you're taking your boat out, maintain your physical distancing. Only go out with people who you reside within the same house with. And if you do see another family or another solo fisher, just maintain that physical distance. A wave can go a long way in these times. So, yes, fishing's opening, or it's open, and Dr. Colby says, you know, catch fish, not COVID-19. We want to be very clear about that.
And I know there's certainly some confusion around some of these things. As a runner, I'd noticed a few posts, people were like, well, why are I seeing people running, and why am I seeing this when we're supposed to stay at home?
Right, and I think that it's common for that, some of that confusion to be there, especially because a lot of us have never lived through a time where a government entity is telling you to stay home, to stay home. We've never lived through that, so it's new, it's unfamiliar to people, and there is a lot of confusion. And really, when things are unfamiliar, there's a lot of fear that comes with that, and we understand that. That's why we're trying to be so clear on, you know, you can go out and do these things. It's just remembering the common sense behind it of keeping your physical distancing, not getting too close to people. You know, there's that common sense approach that we all have to take, but there's, by all means, the outdoors are open.
And overall, Karis, it sounds like we're doing a pretty good job here in Chatham-Kent so far.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, sometimes you pop online and you see these stories of, oh, so-and-so hasn't been isolating, or I saw so-and-so at the park. But those stories are so far and few between when you compare them to the overall public, who has been doing an amazing job. People are staying home when they don't have to go out. People are maintaining their physical distancing. They're adjusting. Our local residents, I'm so proud, have been adjusting just incredibly to this new world around them. And I think that we can all give ourselves a pat on the back when it comes to looking at our public and seeing just how they've responded to these strange, unfamiliar times.
Karis, thank you for joining us today. Appreciate this update from the Health Unit. Stay safe.
Yeah, thank you too, guys. Bye.
Karis Carpenter from the Chatham-Kent Public Health Unit.